Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Welcome to today's show, and it's coming to you from far north Queensland up at the beautiful Palm Cove Beach. I'm actually away travelling for the week and attending a retreat. So retreat me this weekend. But I hope you're winding down and looking forward to a great weekend ahead. Now, we're talking about self-leadership because it's become a topic for me in the last fortnight, wherein I've been asked about my thoughts on it. So I thought, let's share some information about what is self-leadership. And do you know what it is? And a lot of leaders spend a lot of time focusing on external factors, processes, people, targets, and we're constantly trying to shape and influence these external factors to bring us closer to our goals and objectives. But how often do you spend time focusing on you? Would it surprise you if I said that you would see better results if you spent more time on yourself and less time focusing on all of these external factors? Many women, female leaders, and business owners see great results from focusing on self-leadership. Now, changing their focus allows them to flourish as a leader, align their values and strengths with their purpose, and get the best out of themselves and their teams by focusing on what's important to them. Developing a better sense of self is incredibly grounding. It helps you navigate difficult situations with less stress and negative emotion because you have a higher level of emotional intelligence. Self-leadership doesn't happen overnight, though, and it takes effort on your part, but the results are definitely worth it. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. So today is episode 32, and we're talking self-leadership. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And a huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today, all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or evening shift. And this might also be a good time to let you know that the show does and may contain some adult language. All right. Let's get into it. So, like I said, self-leadership, what is it? So as I began to think about the content for this show, I went to my bookshelves and was astounded at how many books I have that are related in some way to leadership. Sheryl Sandberg, Lean In, Women, Work and the Will to Lead, Stephen Covey, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Ken Robinson, Start with the Why, Simon Sinek, Dare to Lead, Brené Brown, The Commando Way, Bram Connolly, to name a few. And I'll throw in The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, slightly off topic, and yet fits beautifully and is one of my favourites. What is self-leadership? What exactly does it mean? Andrew Bryant, in his book Self-Leadership, defines it as having a developed sense of who you are, what you can do, and where you are going, coupled with the ability to influence your communication, emotions, and behaviour on the way to getting there. All of this can be summed up as self-awareness and the maturity to take responsibility for your personal development, goals, and outcomes. So for me and my take on it, it's very similar, and it goes like this. It's about changing your focus to yourself. It's knowing and understanding yourself, aligning your values and strengths with your purpose, being able to understand your emotions and triggers, and what motivates you and drives you to get the best out of yourself. When you develop a better sense of self, it's incredibly grounding, like I said earlier. When things get tough, when things are uncertain, and when things are challenging, it helps you navigate difficult situations with less stress and negative emotion, because you've developed and nurtured a higher level of emotional intelligence. Now, the relevance of your why, or your purpose, needing to know your why and what it is, and the purpose of having a sense of your values and why it is so important to live into them, because these are your guiding principles. They help you to make decisions. They help you to move forward in life and to relate every action to your values. This is where self-leadership falls nicely into this conversation. So here are three important components of effective self-leadership, inspired by some brilliant writers and thinkers. Self-leadership requires self-awareness. Women who move on with their growth and development of their lives more quickly have a clear perception of their strengths, weaknesses, thoughts, beliefs, motivation, and emotions. And they are willing to ask for help, and they are coachable. By that I mean they use the tools and resources available to take control of their emotional state on a daily basis. They are willing to let go of the things they cannot control. They are willing to accept that they have no control over what the others might do or say, knowing that they do have total control over themselves and how they respond. Self-awareness is many things, and it includes listening to our internal dialogue and recognizing when we are making judgments about other people, circumstances, or situations based on the story we are telling ourselves, essentially making up shit. It's about knowing what questions to ask yourself to gain insight into the what, the why, and the how of a situation. It's about being in control of your own mind, where you focus your attention, your emotions, your responses to situations, and ultimately your behavior. Now, when it comes to creating change in your life, being in control of your thoughts comes first. The emotions, the language you use to describe a situation, and the actions you take all follow on from your thoughts and will have a massive influence on how you view the world around you. When it comes to facing those curveballs that life tends to throw our way from time to time, self-awareness is critical when it comes to managing yourself and your situation. When it comes to wanting your life to be better or different in some way, knowing what it is you want and being absolutely clear about why you want it is essential for moving forward. And self-leadership requires living according to your values and priorities. Living according to your values and priorities will show up in your life on a daily basis. Being fit and healthy is both a value and a priority, and it will be evident in the choices you make about what you eat. And as a priority, it will influence how you plan your day. Stephen Covey discusses our independent will as human beings that makes self-leadership possible. He says, it is the ability to make decisions and choices and to act in accordance with these. Successful self-leaders are those who live according to their values. They know what to say yes to and have clarity on what to say no to. Self-leadership requires taking personal responsibility for your development. Self-leadership requires a willingness to learn from the people around us. If creating amazing relationships is something we desire, then we spend time finding out more about how we can do this, speaking to people, researching, and getting very clear on what an amazing relationship looks like and feels like for us. And you can substitute any other quality or trait for the word relationship: wealth, freedom, contribution, independence, creativity, community, honesty, self-expression, and so on and so on. We all have the ability to continually improve ourselves, our lives, and in turn, the lives of others. It is a journey, and once to take that first step, you soon discover that there is no end to this journey. as we grow into being more of who we really are without all the bullshit beliefs and lies that we have told ourselves, our dreams, goals, and desires also expand. Now, accept that there will be times when we fail, we fall in a heap, we struggle to continue, and yet we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and continue on the journey, knowing that we have just taken one giant leap forward. Remember, the most successful people have failed many a times. There is no taking away the heartache and pain we experience when it comes to because of the challenges we face with life. That's just a fact of life. There was a question posed to me only yesterday in an interview on this exact subject. And the question was, what impact does self-leadership have on your confidence, influence, and courage in self-leadership? And my response was, I think it's more about the impact you make and whether it's the one you want to make. Developing your impact goes hand in hand with developing yourself. It's done by looking at strengths and developing what you already have rather than trying to fix the weaknesses. And the only material you have to work with is you, the person you are right now. Now, women have quietly been building their toolkits of confidence, influence, and courage for years, not because they are stronger or louder or more aggressive, but because they instinctively know how to use soft skills like empathy and emotional intelligence to bring people over to their side. Women are able to quietly use means beyond fear to develop influence. Empathy, respect, competence, and nurturing are already natural leadership traits in most women. Today's women are raised differently, and we know that. Each generation becomes more independent because women make more and more advances. Women are for sure changing roles and evolving, or rather, like I say, rediscovering themselves. Rather than women needing to adapt themselves to impact and fit society's mold of leadership, society's idea of leadership is finally changing to fit what women have always been doing. A woman's advantage and impact in the workplace, oftentimes, lies in her soft skills. Now, when we talk about influence, influence is like electricity. You can't generate it simply by deciding that you deserve it. It's always earned or given. You can't just take it. Influence is a natural byproduct of respect. And as for courage, courage within yourself is required for change to effectively create impact. Now, courage requires vulnerability. Courage requires you to be willing to be wrong. What most women miss about courage is that it does not require shame. Brené Brown defines it so potently as someone who leans into difficult conversations, who shows up with vulnerability, and more so, shows up, even if things are uncertain and challenging. And vulnerability is about stepping up, even if we make mistakes, owning up to our mistakes, and asking for help and being true to ourselves. Self-leadership is a skill you always have to practice refining and working ongoingly to really be able to have a big impact and influence within your niche, your workplace, your community, to allow yourself to lean in and out into your work and especially for the people that you lead. Okay, we'll take a little break and we'll listen to a tune and I'll be back with you soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So we're talking about self-leadership. Now we're going to ask, why do you need it? When you think of self-leadership development, what comes to mind? For most, the concept of self-leadership development involves the process of building leaders of other people, creating a connection between managers and the front line. Topics in a leadership development course might include communication, conflict management, and delegation, to name a few. And it's not often, though, that we stop to look in the mirror. As a worker or a leader, have you thought about what it means to lead yourself? That's self-leadership, and it's the most important pillar in the self-leadership development process. And one of the best ways to foster innovation and performance is through autonomy. Even if you don't have a leadership title within your organization, you are still a self-leader. Self-leadership describes how you lead your own life, setting your course, following it, and correcting as you go. Life and business are often intertwined, so it also reflects how you work with customers, colleagues, and the leadership in your organization. Self-leadership is something that needs continual focus at the individual contributor and emerging leadership levels of your organization. So, what does it take to become a self-leader? I'm going to run you through the four pillars of self-leadership that anyone can hone. And it's now time to focus on you with the four pillars of self-leadership. These are the four elements that together make up the concept of self-leadership. They all complement each other very well, but to be a successful self-leader, you need to develop in all four areas. So let's take a look at each of them in more detail. So pillar number one is self-discovery. To be great leaders, we have to understand ourselves. Now, it might sound silly. I mean, you are who you are. How can you not know yourself? But it's surprising how, when we don't take the time to get in touch with ourselves, we lose sight of who we really are. And when I talk about who you really are, I mean the real you, not the pretend you that you carry around to make the world think you're okay. When we're caught up in the busy work of doing, we often either don't notice subtle shifts in ourselves or we become so focused on the work that we don't realize when it's leading us away from who we really are and what we really truly value. At our core, we all have a set of beliefs and values that make us who we are. In a nutshell, your values guide your approach to life and relationships, and discovering them and uncovering what makes you tick can reveal some surprising things. Being the best leaders we can be means identifying what these values are and then living and leading in accordance with them. When you understand what's important to you, what energizes you, what you believe in, and where you want to be, you can make leadership decisions with confidence. Think of all the great leaders in history. They're often considered great because they had the courage to stand up for what they believed in. But to get there, first, they had to be 100% clear on what exactly it was that they believed in. So pillar number two is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is about being completely honest with yourself and accepting it without self-criticism or self-sabotage. All too often, we focus on the negatives about ourselves. Perhaps you feel that your career isn't progressing fast enough. You're drained with the amount of stuff you have to do, or you're not capable of driving the results you want to see. Self-acceptance is about recognizing where things aren't going the way you'd like, understanding your part in that, and then accepting it. You can recognize where you could do things better without beating yourself up for not already being perfect. Perfectionism is overrated and technically impossible. Self-acceptance isn't about accepting where you might have failed and shrugging your shoulders and carrying on exactly as before. Instead, it's about taking responsibility for your feelings and actions, accepting what is and isn't possible to change, and developing a plan to handle things differently in the future. It's accepting that you are good enough already, but that everyone can always strive to be a little bit better. Importantly, Self-acceptance isn't just about accepting your flaws. It's also about accepting and owning your strengths. While most people find it easy to point out their flaws, many of us struggle to openly identify our strengths. When you can honestly identify what you're good at, you can leverage that to get better results. And when you achieve self-acceptance, your growth comes from a less stressful place. You're focusing on growth in the areas that matter to you, knowing that it's essential to grow, but also being comfortable with where you are right now. Pillar number three is self-management. So leaders who can self-manage are more productive. They're more focused and more able to work independently. But what exactly is self-management, you're asking me? Self-management and self-discipline are closely linked. It involves holding yourself accountable and ensuring you manage your time and resources effectively. Self-management isn't about overworking or pushing yourself too hard to burn out. Your greatest resources are your own time and energy. Self-managing means maintaining a good balance and prioritizing the right things. Remember your boundaries. Poor self-management leads to constant firefighting, stress, and burnout. Making time for self-development is all part of good self-management, as is ensuring that you don't allow yourself to be distracted when completing important tasks for your work or your business. And self-management requires self-awareness. You need to understand what habits you already have so that you can replace less desirable habits with more desirable ones. So, for example, if you're in the habit of checking your phone every half an hour, it's likely to be disrupting your focus. Now, common of sense is that. Instead, retrain yourself to break the habit and replace it with a practice of blocking your time. This allows for deep focus when you need it and will enable you to be a much more effective leader in the long run. Self-management also means controlling impulses, when you want to react instead of respond. To do this effectively, you need first to be self-aware of what triggers your behaviours and able to apply self-management to remain centred and calm. Reflection is an essential part of self-discovery and self-acceptance. Taking the time to self-reflect regularly keeps you in tune with your priorities and values, and it helps you identify where your opportunities for improvement and growth are. Self-management builds on self-discovery and self-acceptance by developing positive discipline to work on the things that align with your strengths and values. And the last one, pillar number four, is self-growth. Self-leadership is all about personal growth and becoming a better leader. It's about being completely honest with yourself, but it isn't about self-criticism. It's about recognizing what you're doing, what is and isn't working, and how you can make positive changes. It develops a leader's sense of accountability and responsibility for the right things. And self-growth is about striving to continuously improve yourself. What do I always say? Adopt the position of being a lifelong learner. It requires being open to feedback and creating a development plan to keep you accountable and on track. Committing to self-growth can make a positive impact in your career and helps you to lead by example for those around you. Now, to harness the power of self-growth, you need a passion for learning and a sense of curiosity. Always be curious. Great leaders are curious, always asking questions and learning about their industry and themselves. Curiosity helps you close any knowledge gaps, which makes you more competent. It also inspires you to find new ways to solve old problems. The work you do for the previous three pillars to identify your values, strengths, and priorities will guide your learning so that it naturally ignites your passion and curiosity. And another large part of self-growth is learning how to embrace failure. Developing a growth mindset allows you to focus on the outcomes without getting frustrated by failure. Recognizing failure for the learning opportunity it provides allows you to flourish and succeed faster. So these four pillars form the basis of leadership work, and each one is equally important. They complement and build upon each other to develop you into the best possible leader you can be. Remember, you can't accept yourself until you know yourself. You can't manage yourself until you accept yourself. And when you've mastered those three things, you'll be able to develop yourself in a laser-focused way that energizes and inspires you and also those around you. Okay, let's hear a quick word from one of our show sponsors, and I'll be back with you soon. Okay, thanks for tuning back in. So we're up to kick-ass women making waves, to the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. Kick-ass women making waves segment this week is where we recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. So if you're not familiar with the segment yet, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. We live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Now, women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. And haven't we seen that over the past number of weeks? Now, these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance and very much vulnerability, challenge the status quo, defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many others. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week I shine a spotlight on one or a collective of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring models, role models for one and all. So this week our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on Women in Trucking Australia, the heavy vehicle operators. Now, last week, following International Women's Day, Women in Trucking Australia celebrated many talented Australian women truck drivers. So in February, 21 female truckies from across the country each received multiple nominations across two award categories. One was Driver of the Year, and the second was Trailblazer Driver of the Year, which recognised women who've hung up their truck keys for the last time. Now, the nominees came from varied backgrounds, with 20th century veterans at one end of the spectrum to young women with 4 or 5 years experience at the other. Now, Driver of the Year went to Hannah Hughes, who drives road trains. That's right, I said road trains for McColl's Transport Chemical Division in Western Australia. Now, from a young age, Hannah is a fourth-generation truckie, and she dreamt of driving big rigs, particularly ones with the big yellow road train signs on the front. So working her way up through various license classes with the backing of her employer, Hannah finally realised her dream and is now behind the wheel of a Kenworth pulling a set of tankers transporting dangerous goods across WA's outback to remote cattle stations and mines. And Driver of the Year runner-up was Ether Group truck and dog driver Bianca Clark. And Bianca transports tons of excavated raw material to and from major infrastructure projects across the Sydney metro area in a very bright red 600 horsepower Kenworth T909, aptly called Blocker. Now, Bianca has a passion for trucks and finds her career challenging and rewarding. She inspires other women to take up driving and encourages companies to recognise the importance of policies and initiatives that promote more transparent working environments. And Bianca says she really loves what she does, being involved in all kinds of civil and large infrastructure projects and working with all kinds of clients. Now, Trailblazer Driver of the Year award winner was Jenny Coleman. And Jenny got her MC license back in 2006 and spent the next 10 years driving the length and breadth of the country doing two-up with her partner. So Jenny said those 10 years were some of the best of her life to date and provided much of the material for a book she's currently working on. So how extraordinary are those women? Congratulations, women truckers of Australia. You are all one hell of kick-ass women making waves and trailblazers. The shout-out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there's someone that you want to dedicate a shout out to, let me know. Nominate them. Kick-Ass Women Making Waves is built on recommendations and shout outs from colleagues, friends, industry. It's how we uncover these hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves recognition, please let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Okay, let's hear from another one of the show's sponsors and we'll come back to see what else we can find out about self-leadership.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. Now I'm going to give you my Kick-Ass Leadership Skills Toolkit. So your Kick-Ass Essential Self-Leadership Skills need to be: every woman has within her a leader. And through research, there are 10 essential characteristics that identify the leader in you. Number one is time for self. Self-awareness and reflection is the most powerful gift you can give yourself. A woman who is self-aware can hear her language, can relate to others as an outcome of knowing herself, is a powerful woman. She knows her strengths. She reflects on who she is, has control over her behaviours, and is confident in her abilities. Skill number two, aspiration and goal orientated. In order to lead yourself and effectively create change, you have to have aspirations and goals. Goals keep you on track and give you something to work toward. Skill number three, a strong value system. Now, as a self-leader, you know what your highest values are. You are clear of what the top five areas of your life are most fulfilling and important to creating the life you want. When you understand your values, nothing will stop you, and your energy and effort expand and you within you and your life. Skill number four is curiosity. Remember, always be curious. A self-leader needs to love learning. A healthy curiosity about yourself and the world around you is a good thing. Ask questions of yourself. Wonder about the world around you and never take things as they are. By purposefully developing your sense of curiosity, you are molding yourself into a creative innovator rather than a passive bystander. Skill number five is optimistic. A self-leader will reject pessimism. Doubts about yourself and your abilities can quickly turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. However, with an I can attitude, it can lead to you discovering skills you never knew you had. Always speak positively to yourself, just as you would to someone you were mentoring or complimenting. Skill number six is action orientated and be proactive. A self-leader practices autonomy. She knows how to work independently and understands the value of taking the reins into her own hands. She takes the initiative at work and in life instead of waiting for someone else to make the first move. She isn't afraid to try because she understands that with failure comes lessons learned. And some of those are the most important lessons and life lessons you will ever learn. Skill number 7 is open to feedback, and you have a mentor. A self-leader understands the value of the people around her. She is open to feedback and understands how to use it to her benefit. She surrounds herself with people she can learn from. She is not intimidated by people smarter than she is, but instead learns from them. She knows the value of a life coach or a mentor because her aim is to gain wisdom and knowledge. And she also knows the value of her tribe that she surrounds herself with. Skill number 8 is open to change. Knowing when change needs to happen is part of self-leadership. Knowing your strengths is important. However, discovering areas for growth and change is equally as important. Discovering your weaknesses should not discourage you, but instead it should motivate you to create change and focus on your strengths. After all, isn't that why you started your journey with self-leadership? Skill number 9 is accountable. When you are in a leadership role, those under you are held accountable to you. Self-leadership requires that you are disciplined enough to be accountable to yourself. When you set goals, do everything in your power to achieve them. When you take on a project, complete it to the best of your ability. You cannot truly influence yourself or affect change if you do not hold yourself accountable. As well as, make yourself accountable to other people. Don't be afraid to actively seek out feedback or reviews from others. Skill number 10 is self-motivated. Motivation is the key to self-leadership. It is truly a self-development activity. You have to motivate yourself because no one else is going to do it. Motivation by others is an extrinsic cause and usually doesn't last, and there's danger of becoming codependent on that, which motivates from the outside. Motivation has to come from the inside, and without the desire to change, learn and grow, you will simply remain in mediocrity where you are. However, if you can inspire and motivate yourself, you can reach greatness, absolutely extraordinary greatness. Okay, let's get on to our take 5. Okay, so our take 5, kick off your heels tips, is the core qualities you can hone. So tip number 1 is enthusiasm for learning. I can't stress that enough. Almost all people I've met who are great self-leaders are learning enthusiasts. They keep up with trends in their industry, are well-read, and love to learn and share new information. Now, I've also noticed they usually surround themselves with others who are also learning enthusiasts. So case in point, Bill Gates is said to read about 50 books a year. And he credits that for providing him an advantage. I don't know whether you'd get to that amount, but you need to have a goal to work towards. Tip number 2 is goals for life and business. Because many of us live in a combined world of the personal and professional, setting goals for business and life are critical. Those who exercise self-leadership take that a step further by monitoring those goals and correcting the course when needed. So one idea I incorporate in my own life is to create a vision board. I love it. It allows me to dream big and visualize what I want my life to be. Secondly, create a goal board. This can be a whiteboard of your yearly goals broken down into quarterly or monthly goals. So as a self-leader, how are you communicating and monitoring your goal progress outside of formal performance evaluations in your workplace? Tip number 3 is willingness to let go. Self-leaders have learned where to direct their time and energy and where to delegate. So this action allows you to be better led in your areas of strength. It also allows you to create collaborative relationships with your co-workers, with your leadership, with your, in your business and your clients. Tip number four is plans and schedules. Self-leaders create plans and schedules. They also stick to them. So, for example, discipline may mean designating blocks of time for creative work or schedule time to check emails and return phone calls. It could also mean shutting down at a certain time each day or a willingness to say no to non-essential work or life activities. And tip number five is focus and discipline. It's a fact that our brains can only truly focus on one thing at a time to do a task well. This is even more critical when the task involves creative thinking and or problem solving rather than a rote task. Self-leaders have developed the skill of selecting what they want to focus on and tuning out the rest for a set amount of time. They do their best work and create better results this way. Okay, here is your safety affirmation for the week. Self-leadership is about awareness, tolerance, and not letting your own natural tendencies limit your potential. I'm going to say that again. Self-leadership is about awareness, tolerance, and not letting your own natural tendencies limit your potential. Okay, we'll be back after a short word from one of the show sponsors to wrap it up.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to think about over the weekend. Reflect on your own self-leadership. So our recap on self-leadership explained is self-leadership is the practice of understanding who you are, identifying your desired experiences, and intentionally guiding yourself toward them. It spans the determination of what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. Now, this much-needed self-development growth toolkit, and it's all about reinforcing and building self-confidence, resilience, and managing your mental and emotional load. Developing and nurturing your emotional intelligence and daring to step out of your comfort zone and try something completely different. This is really important. This toolkit is key because this helps us handle any situation that might come our way and how we bounce back, how we motivate ourselves, and how we pick ourselves back up when things get tough. You know you are more than capable. Now, while the concept of self-leadership is somewhat new, its components certainly aren't. Self-leadership simply offers a guiding framework to put them all together, which I think is very powerful and helpful. As always, I really appreciate you all giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on the episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week. Reach out and follow me on those social media pages, and I would really love to hear from you. So pop a review on BBS Radio Network for Kick-Ass Radio. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Keep in touch, POSCOMs. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. see you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.